On New Year's Eve, Crystal Hardy Flowers died of complications from COVID-19. Now, chances are you've never heard of Crystal, or the Sandtown Winchester-based Little Flowers Early Childhood and Development Center, which she operated for over a decade. Crystal kept her childcare business open during COVID-19, despite drastic drop-offs in attendance. Most parents in her neighborhood don't have the privilege of working from home. They rely on Little Flowers to be a safe place for their children while working long shifts and odd hours for low pay. It's an example of what quality childcare should look like. Crystal was a pioneer in providing trauma-informed early childhood education. She incorporated mental health interventions and the latest social-emotional development techniques into her curriculum. Crystal and her staff were also a community hub. They provided parental supports and other resources. She did it all, often at a huge personal financial cost. Crystal was exceptional, but she wasn't unique. Childcare providers are the most underappreciated, undercompensated, and misunderstood teachers in the profession. Like other frontline workers, childcare providers are essential. They must be made a priority for the COVID-19 vaccine. We owe it to Crystal's life, lived in service to others, that we don't lose any more childcare providers to this virus. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.